views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come? Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Good evening, yes, it is I, and welcome to our devoted fans.
Our devoted fans, yeah, that would be my wife then. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Countess and welcome to Psychic World. This show is all about you. It's all about your dreams, your hopes, your aims, your ambitions and aspirations. Please, this evening, you can call in to this show, 1-800-930-2819, and you can speak direct to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella, and we'll have a look at what lies ahead for you. And we've got a very special subject this evening, Countess.
Oh, I think they're going to love this one.
It's all about prediction. It's about what happens. How can people see the future? Is it possible to predict what will be? Well, I've got personal feelings about this because I've been doing this professionally for 30 years, and you have as well, Countess. But before we go into that, tell everybody how they can possibly contact the amazing Countess.
The amazing and the inimitable. They may find me at starella.com. CountessStarella.com, or the wonderful world of Oranum, O-R-A-N-U-M.
Oranum.com. Yes, you've got a marvelous chat room on there where everybody can go in and receive messages from the world beyond, visions of the future, which is what we're talking about today. You can also get me on Oranum.com, ladies and gentlemen, Psychic John G, that's my name there, or you can look me up on the internet at psychicworld.net. There's a lot of information on there, probably about 150,000 words that I've written in various articles in my blog on psychicworld.net. And this week we're talking about prediction, which is basically why people go to see psychics. People go to see psychics, clairvoyants, mystics. They want a glimpse of the future, see the signposts of what will be. Now, some psychics use tarot cards. I personally don't. I don't need to, but some people use tarot cards, and they have got this off to a very fine art. And the tarot cards have various meanings. We have the Hanged Man, which is life in suspension. We have the Devil, which is the troubles of the world. We have the Hermit, which is slightly reclusive and linked to education. We have the Fool, which is the journey forward. Have you used tarot cards, Countess?
I only use them if someone specifically requests them, because I find them a little less positive than I like to delve into. Not my absolute favorite. I definitely prefer clairvoyance, but I do have my very own handmade deck with a picture, naturally, of the world's most brilliant psychic on the back. Dun, 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 dun.
Me?
They're adorable.
Oh, it's not me.
Know? How did you know?
Hey, hold on.
You disguised as me. After all, we are all one, right?
We are one with the universe. Yeah, the thing is about predictions, it goes back into time immemorial. In ancient Greece, they had, of course, the oracle at Delphi, which were basically ladies who were taken into what amounts to a temple, and they were administered some kind of drug or something, which enabled them to communicate messages from the world beyond, which were interpreted by the priests. So predictions of the future have actually go back into history, and indeed into biblical times, because there are passages in the Bible which talk about predicting the future. It's in a rather negative fashion, but it has been. But you talk about clairvoyance. What about visions in dreams? Have you had these?
Yes, ever since childhood. And I find them really, really interesting and often accurate. Of course, there are many, many varieties of dreams. Not every one is a prediction. And I think even the dreams which are predictions may be in the minority of one's dreams. However, paying attention to dreams seems fun and useful to me.
Absolutely. I mean, I had a friend a very ordinary guy who woke up one morning and remembered his dream, and in the dream he'd seen a specific horse race. He remembered the number of the horse and the time, and he saw this horse winning the race by, I don't know, two furlongs or whatever it was. And he knew that this was a message, he wasn't a gambling man, he was just a working man, just an ordinary guy. But he went to place a bet and put his money on this horse, watched it on the television, and exactly as he had seen it in the dream, it happened exactly. The race ran exactly as he'd seen it in the dream. Had he had a vision of the future? What do you think, Countess?
I think absolutely, and these are psychic bingos that I just love hearing about, because it's, you know, the human mind is a remarkable thing. You can zone in.
It zones in. You see, my personal belief is that everything that is, everything that has been, and everything that will be already exists. And we are passing through time, not like an arrow, but in a strange manner. And that occasionally our mind enables us to switch dimensions and see what will happen in the future. During my time working as a professional clairvoyant, I've given messages to people about exact conversations that they will have. So you've not met this man yet, but when you meet him, this is how he will look, this is what he will say, and as he says it, he will reach for a bottle of wine. The wine is called Merlot or Chard, whatever it is, yeah? As he pours you the glass of wine, these are the words he's going to say. Oh, really? Yeah. You can imagine people's... And they're tape recording these things, you know? So... A year later, I get a call. You won't believe this. I was in a restaurant. I met this guy. Exactly. She said, I nearly fell off the floor. I nearly fell on the floor. How can you possibly see that? You see, visions of the future are just flashes. And people like yourself and myself, who are professionally trained over years and years and years, have that facility to actually visualize what is going to be. Do you know that... Round about the year 1900, somebody wrote a book about a ship, a giant ship that took to sea, and it hit an iceberg and sank. And the name of the book was about the film, about the ship called the Titan. And this was 12 years before the Titanic.
Ooh,
and the actual book tells the virtual story of the Titanic. But except the name was different. They called it the Titan. Now, somebody had sat down and received that. I'm absolutely sure they had a vision of the future. They'd converted it into a book. Ladies and gentlemen, visions of the future are there. Certain psychics can see. I can see myself and Countess Starella. We do see. That's what we do for a living. Please do call in 1-800-930-2819. We'd be delighted to take your calls this evening. We're going to listen to a poem that I wrote now. It's a very gentle poem. It's based on the idea that William Wordsworth wrote Daffodils. I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it. This is my attempt. It's called Yesterday's Daffodil. Yesterday's Daffodil by John G. Sutton. The early April English rain kissed the daffodils again, as newly blooming, fresh and bright,
They danced in gentle breeze so light, and golden, glimmering, shimmering, fair, by the lakes, the waters, the walls, and there, in all graveyards full of the silent, the still, sleeping like yesterday's daffodil. Life's springtime, we run fast and free, careless, glowing, unaware are we. Full of adventure, the daring youth's thrill, we dance just like the daffodil. Then, after April, when May follows, June and soon the summer swallows fly above the woodlands high, chasing their dreams up to the sky. Deep in the valleys far below, the daffodils no longer show their sun-bright heads to the August day of heat and morning mists, for they await the coming winter snow. And then the spring, one April morn, kissed by the dews of an English dawn, the sprightly buds form a golden sea. The daffodils are there, but where?
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Struella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Storella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Storella direct. Born in New Orleans, Storella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Storella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Storella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Storella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Storella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Storella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M. Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Storella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Storella direct. Born in New Orleans, Storella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Storella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Storella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. you can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on ornam.com. That's ornam.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. This is John G. Sutner. With me is the amazing Countess Starella. Our specialist subject this evening is predictions. And, of course, we can't mention predictions without mentioning Nostradamus. You've heard of Nostradamus, Countess? Yeah?
Yes, Michel de Nostradamus, of course.
Yeah, well, in the year 1555, Nostradamus published a thing called the Centuries, which was the start of his predictions. Yeah, and what gained him a great deal of notoriety was this prediction. In what they call them the quatrains, didn't they? And in one of the quatrains, he wrote the lion, yeah, shall be overcome on the field of battle, and his eyes will be pierced. And 4 years later, in the year 1559, during marriage festivities, Henry II of England broke lances with Montgomery of the Scottish Guards, and Montgomery's lance splintered and killed the king. Well, it pierced his eyes, and the king died. And it was believed that this was a prediction made by Nostradamus. Of course, if we go through the centuries, the actual centuries, we see that many people are referring to Nostradamus making various predictions from the quatrains that relate to things like World War II, to the attacks on New York, and there is going to be further world wars, and all supposedly written by Michel Nostradamus. What do you make of all that, Countess?
Well, I find it very, very enlightening to study these things. Some of them seem so on target that they're just incredible. You know, some are a little bit on the vague and easily interpreted side, but many, many of them seem dead on and fabulous. So
he certainly had something. Yeah. Nostradamus also wrote about a man called Hister. There was a man who sounded something like that. He went to cause a great deal of trouble, but he wasn't called Hister. He was called Hitler. But that's written about in Nostradamus's centuries. We've got callers on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, please do call in this evening. You can talk to us about predictions. You can talk to us about your personal problems. Because this show is all about you. It's all about your aims, your dreams, your hopes and ambitions. Do call in. I am John G. Sutton. With me is the amazing Countess Starella. And the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. We have a caller on the line. Can I please speak to a lady called Ace?
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening. Yeah. Yes. Ace, please speak to the amazing Countess Starella.
How are you, Ace? How may we help you tonight?
I am well, thank you, and I am familiar with the both of you on Oranum.
Oh, right.
I actually spoke with John today, if you remember.
Oh, I remember that we've spoken, yes, and I do. I remember saying, why don't you call into the show, and here you are, Ace. Yeah,
yeah,
live on air.
Welcome to the show. When I say I will do it, I did it. I had a little bit of a thing finding. I'd never heard of this show before, but I researched it and got the number. And here I am, and listening to you while talking to you at the same time. And indeed, it's a pleasure. So, you're talking about predictions, and you gave me some, and so much of it, what you talked to me today, was so astounding. I'm still in awe that you knew so much, and I really am, because I have, now, not every person on that site is able to,
we won't discuss other people on the site.
No, we won't discuss, but indeed, I was very, pleasantly surprised, and so many things that you couldn't have possibly known, little things that just made me, you know, give me hope. It's yes, indeed, what he's saying could very well be true, because some of us seek that when there is no communication or we just don't know what is to happen.
Well, that's what psychics should be able to
do. Do you want me to ask you a question?
You can ask a question, yes, by all means.
And I was listening to the show previously a few minutes ago, and you said some of the psychics are able to tell with great detail as to what happens when you meet the person and what he will do and what kind of wine he will offer you and all of that thing. I just briefly want to know, can you connect with me as we are speaking, I guess, since we've already connected before? What do you see, any major events coming up for me in the next 6 months?
Right. Well, there is definitely going
that's
to be in your future. There's going to be a change of location, and this change of location will involve you with a love. Yeah. So there is going to be a different place where you will move to, a different location, a different house. I feel. Yeah. There's also, I feel, going to be a number six. Can you write this down for me, please? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, write this down. There's going to be a number six on the door, yeah? A number six. I think it is number six, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I also see a building, white painted building. And I realize that a lot of buildings in the world are painted white, but you're asking me to give you visions of what I can see for you immediately ahead.
Yes.
And I see a number six on a door, a white painted building, yeah? And I see also that there's a man who likes pets, he likes dogs. He wants a dog. I don't think he has a dog, but he will have a dog, yeah? And when you get together, he will talk about you forming a unit. And you will want to have a pet. There is also this thing I also see about you. You're going to get... have you got a fear of spiders?
Well, I mean, I don't particularly care for spiders, but
You're going to see a spider, yeah?
Mama.
But the spider, when you see this spider, is indicative of money coming into your house. Don't kill spiders, please, yeah?
Okay,
I'm a big fan
okay.
of spiders myself, but not poisonous.
Yeah, because I have had a number of spiders here, and I often see webs on my balcony, and I kind of dust them off, because where I come from, spider webs are not supposed to be very auspicious. But I will make sure that I never kill a spider again.
Kill the spider, yeah? But you are going to see a spider, quite a large spider. It's indicative of money coming into your house. Just have a quick word with my friend, the Countess.
Yes, Ace, you seem to have such a joy in your heart and an ability to imagine great things in the future. And this is what some people don't realize, I believe, is how much control they actually have over the future by their own powers of observation and desire and visualization. Of course, when one is looking for these details, yes, it's a great idea to imagine what's my ideal and then see how it leaks up with what your clairvoyant or psychic is giving you. Often these things have a kind of harmony that brings about a beautiful result. And I think the romantic future is very bright. Are you ready for that?
I am so ready. Waited
right.
a long time.
Well, this is the year.
This is the year that you make the breakthrough, yeah? Ace, this is the year that you actually crack it.
John,
this is the year that you
do
it, yeah? Tell me I'm right that you are looking to... Well, you may not be looking to make a change of location, but you are going to. But this is with the lover, yeah?
Is this with the man that I'm currently waiting for? That
yes.
He is the only one. Okay.
Yeah, but it is going to happen, yeah? And I feel that he's a good-looking, intelligent man, yeah? And I do feel that he has got... does this man run his own business?
Yes, he's well-established That's why I don't want to give his name. He's
You don't need to give his name, yeah?
He's rather famous and well-established.
He has his own business. He is well-known, yeah?
Well-known.
People will know his name, so we don't give his name. He's slightly older than you, but I feel he's a very virile man. Does that make some sense?
I'm not sure about that.
Right, okay. Well, I feel he's got a lot of energy. That's what I mean by virile.
He has a lot of energy. Yes.
Yeah, energy and powerful, yeah? I'm not talking about his sexual powers here. I'm talking about his energy and his love of life, yeah? He has a great love of life and he will have a great love of you, yeah? And I do feel that although has it been some time since you have actually connected with this man?
Yes, in fact, I have not seen him for 6 months, and we just met last year, but I felt a very powerful connection, and actually this last 6 months, I feel that there's a reason, because...
There is a reason. Yeah. Will you please just stay on the line? We're going to take a little break now. If you stay on the line, we'll look at this a little bit more in depth when we come back. Please stay on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back.
About everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I'm indeed John G. Sutton. And with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Before the break, we had a lady on the line. Ace, are you there, Ace?
Yes, I'm here.
Ace, this gentleman, I know there's been a little bit of a space between communications, but I do believe that he has been thinking of you. I was talking earlier in the show a little bit about dreams, and I feel that you have dreamed a dream of this man. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, you're right.
All right. He has dreamed the dream as well. I feel that he's shared that dream. I believe that he's been in a position where he needs to move on from, and I do feel that he is now looking to make that step. I feel that he is a man of means. I feel that he can do exactly what he needs to do in this world, and you will connect. Just for a brief second, Countess, please speak to Ace and tune into that.
Yes, Ace, I would just be lighthearted and grateful that somehow this amazing creature has crossed your path, and he has to work some things out in his own world. But when those things are settled, he will reach out for you. So be prepared for an adventure.
Good to know.
Thank you very much for calling in, Ace. You're going to connect with this man. It is going to happen. It takes a little bit of time. Send out the thoughts. Use telepathy. You're a very sensitive lady yourself. You do realize that, don't you?
Yes, I think so. I hope that's a good thing.
It is a very good thing. You do that and come back and contact me on Arainham.com, or you can contact the amazing Starella, and we will be delighted to hear from you that you had some success. And you want to know exactly what's going to happen. Well, I've told you, there's a big white house with a number 6 on the door. A sign is that money's coming when you see a big spider on your wall. You will do that. Thank you very much for calling in, Ace.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you, Ace. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can contact myself, John G. Sutton, through my website, psychicworld.net, or you can get the amazing Countess Starella. Do tell us how you can get hold of Countess Starella, Countess Starella.
At countessstarella.com, naturally.
Oh, wow.
The mystical, magical world of old Raynham, where I am in resplendent beauty every evening.
It is indeed. It's an amazing room. I've been in there and seen it myself. You've got a guitar. Talking about guitars, I feel a song coming on.
Oh, my favorite part of the show.
I'm going to have to serenade you.
I would love it.
Are you ready? This is a song that I heard many years ago, and the favorite rendition I have of this is, of course, Mr. Presley. And I'm going to sing the song personally in the style of Mr. Presley. That's Fred Presley, by the way. The painter and decorator from Long Island. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows.
I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone that goes astray, someone will come to show the way. Yes, I believe.
I I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word.
Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know one. I believe.
Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky,
then I know why I believe.
Hey, Countess. You were brilliant, and I were rubbish again.
John, you're just too adorable.
I believe. No, I really do like that, and I think Elvis made a wonderful version of that, and I do like it, and that was my version, sung as Fred Presley.
Divine. Yeah. Is all I can say is divine.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, you can call in 1-800-930-2819 and speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. And Countess Starella is regularly available on Arainham.com, as indeed you will find that I am. You can also check out my books on... My books are available on Amazon.com. There's various titles out there. My best-selling title in the USA, where I was published by a company called Beyond Words, and also by Scholastic, is Psychic Pets. And that's still available on Amazon.com. Or you can have a look at my other books, which are available in Kindle. Have you got a Kindle, Countess?
No, not yet. I'm in the Stone Age. I'm with the Flintstones.
They're absolutely brilliant idea. I mean, when I've been going on holiday, I usually read two or three books. So you can imagine getting great big books. I mean, War and Peace. I mean, that weighs as much as all the rest of the luggage put together. Yeah, Gone with the Wind, yeah. That's another great long book. I mean, but the books on the Kindle, it weighs about 5 ounces. They're very light. I've got books on Kindle. One book I have on Kindle at the moment, which is in the bestsellers charts, by the way. We're not talking Joe Soap here. This is in the bestsellers charts on Amazon, the Kindle charts. It's I'm Not Mad, I'm Psychic. And that's about our colleague Wayne Isaacs. I don't know if you've read that book, but it's... Because obviously if you've not got a Kindle, then it will be difficult. But you can get that. It's in the Kindle charts on, I think it was number 22. In the world, which is not bad when you think there's about 8 million books on Amazon, I'm Not Mad, I'm Psychic, which is a very entertaining book. Tells the story of a psychic called Wayne Isaacs, who, when he was very young, was committed to an institution because they believed that... The fact that he was hearing voices indicated that there was something wrong with him mentally. But he wasn't. He was psychic. Hence the title, I'm Not Mad, I'm Psychic. You know Wayne, don't you, Countess?
I absolutely love Wayne, and Wayne is responsible for my foray into Arainham and one of our television ventures that the three of us managed to do in Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we've got a caller on the line. Is it possible to speak to somebody called Tennille?
Hello.
Hello, Tennille. How are you doing? You sound well.
I'm very well. How are you?
Yep, we're both very well. Thank you very much. And it's nice of you to call in this evening, yeah. Tennille, I don't want to be... Have you been doing something different with your hair?
I dyed it black.
Yeah, that would be something different with your hair, wouldn't it? Yeah. Yeah, and also, just as I'm speaking to you, Tennille, do you have any links at all with a country called South Africa?
Well, that's exactly where I am.
What about that, eh? You can't say I'm not psychic. Tennille, you've got some questions that you want to ask us. Do fire one in quickly. And don't forget, you're going to have to stay on the line because we're going into a break very shortly. But quickly ask your question.
Okay, I'd like to find out what we can do to get our project funded within the next 2 weeks.
Within the next 2 weeks, I think you're asking for some thaumatological input there. In other words, you're looking for a miracle. But I do feel that you will get some funding, and I do. It's going to be some local businessman, yeah, that's going to come into your business and come into this and is going to help, because I feel that this is like a charitable status thing that you're running at the moment. If you'll just stay on the line, yeah, we're going to take a break for a couple of minutes and then we'll deal with that question in depth when you come back. Thank you very much, Tennille. Just hang on, yeah, we'll be back.
Thank you.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Strella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Strella direct. Born in New Orleans, Strella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Strella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Strella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Strella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Strella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Strella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com. Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Strella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Strella direct. Born in New Orleans, Strella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Strella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com.
Welcome back, dear friends, to Psychic World with John G. Sutton and me, Countess Starella. We have Tennille waiting for us, I believe.
Yes. Hi.
Hello, darling. We are very, very excited about this project. Even though your window for your investor is small, these miracles happen frequently. So just make sure everyone knows. Everyone has to know where you are and exactly what you want. I'm optimistic. I think you'll get your funding.
I'm sure you're going to get money in to enable you to do this, yeah. But I feel it is from a local business. Now, what comes to my mind is, I know that you're in South Africa. We established that was the first thing I picked up, yeah. But I feel that there is a transport company. It's either public transport or transporting goods, yeah, that will offer you some finance. They're not going to offer you thousands and thousands of dollars, but they will offer you sufficient to get this going, yeah? Have you considered approaching a transport company, Tennille?
We haven't, actually. We've been mainly focusing on getting individuals to get involved in the project.
Right. Well, there's a way to do it. Approach a transport company, yeah? They will have the funds, yeah? So if you approach individuals, great, you'll get a dollar, you'll get $5, or rand, or whatever it is. It's rands, isn't it, in South Africa, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I just say to you that what it is, it's actually a memorial bench where we're getting people to pay for tributes. On the bench, and from the funding from that, we're going to be doing charity work. So that's why we've been contacting individuals.
Oh,
it's a very worthy thing that you're doing, yeah. And the idea would be to actually offer the if you get a company to sponsor you, which I feel you will, just a little mention donated by such and such a company, yeah, and take it from there, because this is not going to be the end of your fundraising. Once you've done this, then you look at a project ahead. I also feel that I know that you're associated. Are you associated currently with Johannesburg?
Yeah, well, I'm based in Johannesburg. My partner's in Cape Town.
Yeah, as I say, I feel that although you're associated with Johannesburg at the moment, the Cape Town is very much ahead, and there's going to be another project there. I also feel you're going to do some work with children. Have you done work with children in the past?
I have, and this is actually so the charity part of this project, we're going to be focusing on children and empowering children in vulnerable communities.
That's right, that's what I see, you see. Can't say I'm not psychic, Tennille, but listen, this is a very worthy project. There is going to be an uptake from this. You will find that funding comes in. Look at businesses that can feature their name. They want to get... Businesses want to be featured on positive projects. This is a very positive project. It's something that's going to be in the public eye, and it's absolutely the right thing to do. You thinking of getting married next year?
I'm already married, but we just haven't had our wedding yet.
Oh, well, give me a break. Come on, then. Give me a break here, yeah? I'm telling you, you're getting married next year. And you're saying you're already married and you're not been wedding. Of course you're getting married next year. He's a very nice man, isn't he?
Oh, he's lovely.
Tell me I'm right, Tennille, yeah?
He's an angel, yeah.
Oh, well, he'd have to be wonderful to have caught you, because you have a beautiful spirit.
You have a very powerful spirit. Okay. But Tennille, also, I know that you're in South Africa at the moment, but you do want to visit America, don't you?
I do, yes, I do.
I do feel that you will
we
visit America.
We're hoping to relocate
sometime
soon.
I know that lots of people go there, but you're going to go to Florida. You're going to go to Florida. I can see Florida. Have you thought about visiting Florida, Tennille?
Well, my husband's American, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just haven't been there with him.
But you're going to go there with him, and he will take you to Florida. It'll be like a 10-day, 2-week holiday of relaxation. When you get some input back from the universe for all the effort that you're putting in, but you're a very determined lady, and you are going to enjoy this success that's coming now. The wedding will be next year, I feel, but that's when you go to America. This guy, the man that you are going to get the wedding to, does he run his own business?
He does.
Because next year it really starts to pick up, and the money is coming in. And there's also, I can see, I don't know if you, I mean, I'm not personally into big flash cars myself, other than E-Type Jags and Maseratis, but I can see a Mercedes-Benz. So I don't know if he particularly likes Mercedes-Benz, but he's driving a big Mercedes-Benz. Does that make some sense, Tennille?
Yes, he keeps saying that's what he's going to be doing very soon.
You tell me I'm psychic then, eh? Yeah, you're going to do this. It's a wonderful project that you're working on. It's just the very start of something big. And also, you're going to be doing something with education. But once again, this is to do with children, yeah? So I do feel that you are helping to educate children, bring some hope and happiness into young lives. And that's exactly what you should be doing. Tennille, thank you very much for calling in this evening. Just have a quick word with Countess.
Tennille, thank you for brightening our evening. Your future is so full of promise. So much to do with helping people and changing the world. Bless you, darling, and good luck, and we'll be right there with you, and keep us posted.
Thank you very much for calling in, Tennille. Thank you very much for today.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a wonderful lady, Tennille. You're going to succeed with that. I know it's short notice, but you're going to get there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming towards the end of another amazing show with Countess Starella and, of course, myself, John G. Sutton. You can see me on psychicworld.net, that's via the internet, or Countess Starella on oranum.com. You can get me there too. I'm Psychic John G. We'd like you to call in next week, just like our callers this evening did. Write this number down. It's got to be your turn to speak to John G. Sutton. The number is 1-800-930-2819. You ring in next week, speak to myself or the amazing Countess Starella, and we'll be delighted to help you with your hopes, aims and ambitions. Is that correct, Countess?
Yes, indeed. We will be here, and many thanks to all of you.
Thank you for listening to us this evening. We'll see you next week. Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of oranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on oranum.com. That's oranum.com. newlinesofthought.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Strella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Strella direct. Born in New Orleans, Strella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Strella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Strella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Strella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Strella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Strella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com. Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Strella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Strella direct. Born in New Orleans, Strella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Strella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Strella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Strella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Strella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Strella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam. Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Strella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Strella direct. Born in New Orleans, Strella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Strella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Strella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Strella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Strella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Strella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com.